USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A Quinnipiac poll reveals that despite legal issues, former President Trump remains a leading presidential contender.
But, you know, here we go. One of those terms. It's a lot of golf to play, a lot of time to go by. And four indictments. We have to see how this is really going to play out and whether the Georgia one might push some people over the edge.
According to pollster Tim Malloy, Trump is now 39 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis. A potential Trump versus Biden election is a toss-up. President Biden is marking the one-year anniversary of the signing of his Inflation Reduction Act.
He's taking the most aggressive action ever on climate energy, ever. I've long said, when I think climate, not a joke, I think jobs.
During an event at the White House, Biden called the legislation the largest investment in clean energy ever. The president claims the legislation is creating manufacturing jobs across the country. The Federal Reserve is warning the pace of inflation may mean more interest rate hikes.
In a recent meeting, Fed officials were somewhat optimistic the last quarter percentage point rate hike would be the last of the cycle and officials would wait and see how the hikes were impacting inflation. But new data shows the economy is expected to slow and unemployment will rise. That might mean another rate hike in September. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Federal prosecutors are pushing back against Hunter Biden's lawyers. The lawyers for the president's son claimed this week federal prosecutors reneged on the plea agreement that recently fell apart. In a court filing, prosecutors fired back and said Biden's lawyers were being misleading and they should have fully understood the terms of the plea deal before walking into court. The Pacific Northwest is bracing for potentially record-breaking temperatures this week. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters are urging people in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through Thursday. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Officials say the death toll from the Hawaii wildfires will likely continue to rise. What is already the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history has claimed 106 lives so far. The economic cost to the island of Maui could reach $7 billion. A fire, probably started by lightning, is burning in Northern California.
A fast-moving wildfire is prompting evacuations in NorCal. Officials in Siskiyou County say the head fire has spread to 2,000 acres, and the sheriff's office has issued an evacuation order for communities along the Klamath River. The wildfire began yesterday morning in an area that was getting struck by lightning. I'm Lance Pry.
What was once TweetDeck is now a subscriber-only product. The popular Twitter application allows users to see the timelines and latest tweets of several accounts at the same time. After Twitter rebranded and became X, TweetDeck became known as X Pro, and on Tuesday afternoon, X Pro users were informed they would have to pay $84 a year and get a blue checkmark to keep using that service. Well, never mind pumpkin spice season. It's already holiday shopping season at some big retailers. They're rolling out their string lights and Christmas trees. At Home Depot, holiday products, including 8-foot Santas and giant nutcrackers, launched online last week, and Costco is rolling out its artificial Christmas trees. According to Google, more than a quarter of Americans already began shopping for the holidays in July. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.